All right, speaking with head coach Tom Peterson, coach, I thought your team came out and played really well at the beginning of the game. You were executing on both ends of the floor, and it seemed like you were really comfortable.
I guess the number one thing that I would point out would have to be our defense. I thought our defense really came ready to go tonight. You know, the girls were communicating. They were moving well. They were moving on the pass versus the catch. And I told them, I said, when you play defense and you rebound like that, you're at least going to be in a position to be successful. And, you know, tonight I thought we were clicking pretty well there for the most part. And hopefully it's something to build on.
Up by 9 at the end of the first quarter, and then that second quarter is when you guys really took control of the game. And you were really good from the free throw line in the first half as well, 10 of 12. That certainly helps.
Yeah, and it's something we talked about. The only thing is we didn't get there in the second half.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, the execution, I just thought all night long, to be honest, was really good for us. You know, we handled their pressure well. It's something we've been working on. They did some full court man, and we were able to run some things that we've been working on for the last 2 and 3 weeks. We really, on the offensive side, we got the ball to the paint, and regardless if it was in, you know, if we had shots, we were, half the time it seemed like we were making them, but if it wasn't there, we were unselfish making the extra pass. And for us to be successful, because we're not real big, we're going to have to do that.
And I thought this game and the last game as well, you guys did pretty good on the offensive glass. You've been really active getting to those loose balls.
Well, and we have to be. Like I said, you know, it's about hustle, hustle and heart. We talk about that a lot, and we're not very big, like I said, but, you know, they're active, and it's something we can – hopefully we can try to build on it because obviously we know that the next game is going to be extremely difficult for us to be there.
Well, and you didn't hit a ton of threes here tonight, but didn't need them. So, but I think enough girls out there that you're used to knocking them down, knocked a few down. So I'm sure that helps the confidence.
Well, you know, it just opens some things up. You know, we passed up a few of them, which is a good thing because we were making the extra pass to the paint. And I think on two or three of those, on two of them, we had an and one by passing that up. You know, they always have the green light. You know, they just need to shake it off. You know, if they don't make a shot, it's okay. Obviously, if we can get an opportunity in the offensive glass, like you said, it's a good thing. But, you know, we made some, I thought, at crucial times to widen out our lead.
I didn't hear. Do you know who won the other game?
I think Nottoway Valley was ahead by 15.
Okay.
Extremely tough, you know, and we know that. Anytime you play in a regional final game, it's going to be it'll be four quarters, and I hope that we're there in the end.
Well, it's got to feel great to be in this position again. You've obviously been there, but you always you're working hard to get back to that same spot.
It's tough. You know, we've been fortunate to be there quite a few times, and, you know, the girls were there a year ago. You'd like to think that experience pays off, but it always it doesn't do that all the time, just because of the fact, the atmosphere, and they're 14 to 18 years old. You know, I don't think anybody realizes how difficult it is to get back to that spot. And these girls, it's something that they've earned and they deserve. Very proud of what they did. I love them. We'll just have to see. Like I said, it's going to be extremely difficult for us to have a chance on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Thank you.